It's Ebros Loris Rosenberg Monday morning. Good morning, everyone. Hopefully your weekend was great. Hopefully it was not too much of an annoyance, disaster, chaotic. Maybe it was smooth and chill. Laura, how was your weekend?
Oh my God, I had a very eventful weekend. I'm very exhausted, but happy. On Friday, I've been working on a prom give back with Envision, with Envision Fest. So we teamed up with the YWCA to help young women get prom dresses and send them to prom. So we dressed 65 girls, and it was really, really beautiful. So, you know, prom is expensive, and families are going through it. So at least we were able to ease that burden, you know what I mean? And we hooked the girls up with, like, makeup kits and accessories. It was really nice. So that was my Friday.
Wow. Word. What about you, Rosenberg? It was good?
I didn't do anything helpful or useful to society, but that sounds nice.
I did it for you, Pete.
Thank you. Yeah,
there you go, Laura.
For the squad. I held it down for a team.
No, I chilled out. A lot of home organization.
Okay. I like it. Nice. I like it.
So, yeah, that was mostly it. And now I got the holiday tonight. Parents are in town.
Happy Passover, everybody.
Happy Passover.
Thanks. Going to host a little Passover tonight, and that's it.
Yeah, talk about Jews and slavery tonight. And food. Tell stories. What story is there? Are the stories the same every year at Passover, or do you guys incorporate new stories?
I mean, I guess everyone's Seder is different, but generally people read the same story over
and
over
again.
So this year, I'm not sure how inspired people are going to feel in the house, so we'll probably speed along and get ourselves to dinner. You know what I mean?
Speed along.
But maybe this Passover is one of the ones where you got to, like, really double down on reviewing the past. Because clearly the past is not helping people chart their future here.
Feels like in our house that's already happened enough. The homework's being done every day, so.
Right.
I don't know that we need to, how much we want to spend our dinner. We would try not to retell the past every day. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, because we've been, since October 7th, it's been a double, it's been like, yo, hey, the past, whoa, hey, yo.
So, yeah, I don't think I suggested to my dad maybe we do something like, maybe you write something different. And he's like, I don't feel like it now. I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, he's pissed. Right, I bet he's had enough. Right. He's had it up to here.
He's had it up to here. So, anyways, but we're going to chill and have a nice nice meal and call it a day.
There you go.
All right. Happy Passover.
We need people on the line who want to get at the Laura Never Loses situations. Laura, what are we giving away this morning?
Because we have tickets to see Metro and Future for the We Trust You Tour, August 15th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn.
That's going to be, you know, they got the number one album again right now. They might have the number one and number two album, but Taylor Swift is on their heels with that thing she put out this weekend.
Well, yeah, number one's over, huh?
For a while.
If she's here, everybody's going to wait.
Taylor's getting some mixed reviews on this album, too, huh?
What are they saying? What are you seeing? What are they saying?
It's, people think it's, like, too dark and just, I don't know. It seems like it's a mixed bag.
Makes me want to go listen now.
Yo, Ebro, people are saying that there's a diss track to Kim Kardashian.
No, I think there is. There is. Is it they're saying, or that's just what it is?
I don't know. I mean, it's not like she said she was direct, but I guess. It's not like she mentions Kim.
I think it's a definitive. That's how messy the battle world is right now. Now you got Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian.
Look, man, people love listen, y'all gotta stop lying to yourselves too if you're mad at Taylor Swift having something to say, because y'all love the Real Housewives of this, that, and the third. You love all of the problematic this, that, and the other. And so, you know, you're acting like these human beings don't see that you love that, so they unleashing their vitriol on each other.
Right.
For commerce and,
like,
sales.
She got the right to
not,
you
only
know,
that, even if even
say
if,
what she wanna say.
Yeah, but Laura, even if it's all a ploy just for sales, they see what y'all buying. They see what y'all spend time with on the Instagrams. They see it. People, so they serving up what you already love.
But you know, some people want certain people to be above the fray.
I get the request.
And be like, why two women on this level? What's the point? Maybe time to move on. Feels a little old to people. But to your point, doesn't all the stuff that's going
on
feel old?
I bet you the same people saying that, beefing with their best friend from high school over some dumb ish. Or their cousin. Or their parents. Or whatever. I'm not buying it. Nobody's out here that perfect.
But this is Taylor Swift.
But this is Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift.
So, you know what I hate about this show? Periodically, Mondays, I come in and ask everybody how their weekend was. Nobody ever asked me.
Because Ebro, if we kept it succinct, we'd remember. Look where how far away we are now from asking about the weekend. We're gone.
I know.
Well, because when I paused after you got
you
done.
You did?
Yes. Ebro, nobody said anything.
But didn't I just ask you how was your weekend?
Nope,
I asked you.
Never heard
you
it.
Told me, and you told me that you didn't do nothing.
And when did you ask me?
That was off the air, Laura. Ebro needs it.
See,
off Laura, the air.
Okay? Laura doesn't know the difference between on air and
well,
off
well, that
the
we
air.
Know.
That we
yeah,
know.
That, yeah.
No, he's right. Hey, Ebro.
Guilty as charged.
Ebro, how was your weekend, man?
It was boring. I didn't do anything. No, okay. It was Jazz and I's anniversary.
Oh, that's right. I saw the
last
pictures.
Week.
Oh,
so yeah. Then we got out the house. We wanted so Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen had the big grand opening. Michelle Obama was in the place. It was, you know, ramsacked full for Hell's Kitchen. Please get tickets to Hell's Kitchen. I'm trying to get something to give away. Working on it. Phenomenal play. We didn't get to make it to that. But we did get a bite to eat, which was nice. Get a little situation, but we had to get back to the Caribo. And then that was Saturday. And then, you know, it was a good weekend. It's always a good weekend. One thing I found myself talking to the family about over here, too, like weekends come around Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We always end up talking about how great we got it. And how great our dynamic is. We spend a lot of time talking about that.
Gratitude is must.
Yeah, me, Issa, Jazz, you know, Jazz's mom when she comes through to help out with Selassie now. We got a little mom, grandma support, which is happening, which is helping Jazz. So it's good vibes, man. It's all positive vibes. Now, Rosenberg, you said you was organizing.
Yeah.
Man, isn't that great? Isn't that the best?
Really, it's super satisfying. Well, we have this new built-in shelving situation.
Yeah.
It completely revamped the apartment.
Well, so people conflate organization with being tidy. Really, it is. But really, organization is about being able to find stuff. Like, I'm sure now, like, things that you know you love. That's why it's in your house. You can see it now.
That is the hope. It's feeling like that is possible.
That's the hope.
But speaking of being organized, we got to play this game, Ebro, and give something
Let's
away.
Go.
We got people?
Of we
course.
Got people.
F this game, bro. Like, real.
Well, you did have a bad close to the week. Laura kind of took you out for the last few days last week.
Well, but Ebro has been smoking me before that, so it's okay.
I feel like you're trying to antagonize me.
No, I'm just saying you seem down on the game. It's Thursday and Friday were Laura days.
I spent a lot of time yesterday getting my mind ready for this week because the Drake stands.
Oh, God.
No, Ebro.
They got to be. We're going to address y'all
we have
today.
A lot to talk about. A lot.
Man, like, Drake stands, like, y'all some real bitches. Well,
why are you getting ahead of 720?
Okay,
you
know okay, 720. Okay, wait.
Y'all some really sensitive little bitches. And it makes sense.
Hold that thought, Ebro.
Based on your leadership.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay, hold the thought. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right, Laura, what are you giving away?
All right, I told you we have tickets to see Future.
Yeah, we got Future Metro tickets.
For the We Trust You Tour, August 15th at the Barclays Center.
Alana's on the line and Marcellus is on the line. Alana, good morning.
Hi, Alana.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Your weekend was great, Alana?
Worked a lot.
Ah, damn it. Hate when it happens. Did you get extra money for it or was that just that's how the schedule works?
No, extra money.
Oh, nice.
Good for you.
Good for you. Stack that paper. And Marcellus, how was your weekend, sir?
Squad, the good, Libro, Style, Street.
It was good. Marcellus, how many jobs do you have, sir?
You want me to count them on both hands or one?
Damn, okay, man. It's okay. Like, yeah, come Marcellus on. Be working, y'all. Marcellus is up.
Wherever the money's at, bro.
Yeah, there.
Wherever the money, I added all my taxes and left mom.
There it is. Oh, yeah, tax day was last week, so you really got to. Hopefully tax day is one of them days for people where you, A, get to see how much money you made and how hard you worked, and B, you're angry because a lot's going out the window or went out the window. Hopefully you don't have to pay
that's
more.
Cool,
Alana, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up
I'm
to its name?
I'm going to go with Laura. Let's go, Laura.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Put the wallet.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock.
Put them on hold.
Rosenberg has the question.
I have the questions. One, you have 60 seconds on the clock. It's time for Laura Never Loses. Here we go.
Go. Okay.
Who announced that she is pregnant?
Ebro.
Laura.
Three. Two.
Cardi one. B again.
Who announced that she's pregnant with Nelly's baby?
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. That would be Ashanti.
Which Shakespearean play takes place in Denmark?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Romeo and Juliet.
Incorrect.
I think it's Hamlet.
Correct.
Sounds right. Okay. Which rapper was just arrested for DUI?
Ebro. That would be Glorilla.
Correct. Damn. What is the national flower of Japan?
Ebro. Cherry Blossom. Me.
Correct. Who confirmed he is collaborating with DJ Premier?
Ebro.
Nas.
Correct.
Okay.
What is the process by which plants...
Ebro.
Laura.
Photosynthesis.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
3-3.
Oh, gosh.
In what city...
Oh, God.
...did 50 Cent...
Ebro.
Ebro. Laura.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Ebro wins.
Got it done again.
Da, 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 da,
yo, Marcellus, we got you these tickets. Yo, Alana, sorry, man.
Marcellus, sorry. Alana, we were right there.
Oh, man, damn. Marcellus is at the Future Metro show happening in August. Future and Metro on tour. I'm going to be in the building.
Yeah, I might not want to miss this one.
Yeah, I'm pulling up to that. I think Selassie will be older at that point. I can get back outside. I've been thinking about getting back outside lately. I've been having combos with the family. Like, y'all, I got to get back outside. It's time.
Yo, I miss the Fat Joe and Friends. I'm mad.
Me too. I was tight. I couldn't make that.
I'm mad for months.
Hang on, Marcellus. We'll get you your tickets. And Laura Styles has the flashing lights, which is happening next.
Guys, coming up in a Flash and Lights report, we have to talk about the big fight. Ryan Garcia
beats LLJ Cool J.
Oh, man. We're going to have to play that drop numerous times. We'll cover it all coming up. Flash and Lights.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Check on me. Did you notice me?
Issa's going to be exhausted anyway, Laura. Because her little cousins is going to be there. But she gets to hand them back off. If Kenza comes on the vacay and it's Issa and Kenza and Kenza has to and Issa has to just be with Kenza the whole time, oh man, she's gonna be that's not gonna be okay. But you know what? It's part of growing up, Issa.
It is. Have your annoying little cousin be, but why? That's Kenza's phase right now. Wants to know why about it.
How do you respond to but why?
It just depends on the question, you know? And certain things she, you know, she asked me and I explained to her. And then sometimes I'd be like, all right, man, we're done.
But do you ever, so when Issa went through that phase, I just started asking her what she thought. What do you think?
Okay.
Put it back on them. So, like, if it's something that clearly they don't understand, and she's like, but why? And you explain it, and then they go, but why? And you go, well, why do you think?
Because I stop, and we talk about it, right?
Right.
If it's something specific, I explain to her, and we talk about it. But then sometimes I just be like, all right, man, you're just whining just to why.
Yeah.
Why?
But, yeah, I used to all the time. You know, you tell me what you think, and get back to me when you figure it out, and dip.
That's a good one. I'm going to do that.
Yo, Laura's got the flashing lights. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready
lights.
For the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Oh, man, the big fight went down over the weekend at the Barclays Center. Shout out to DAZN. Ryan Garcia basically whipped Devin Haney's ass, guys.
Right. It's coming back, and congratulations, you played yourself.
I mean, he knocked him on his ass three times, I think it was. Three times.
And Laura was front and center. The Haney family gave us tickets.
Oh, my God.
How were the tickets they laced us with?
I appreciate you. They were beautiful. Thank you very much. But I did not expect it, Ebro.
Nobody did. I don't think anybody expected it other than, like, maybe Ryan Garcia's social media follower.
Yeah. Ryan Garcia didn't even have a scratch on his face, bro.
No, he mopped it.
No, it was bad. I mean, I also remember, though, Garcia didn't make weight by 3 pounds.
That's a lot.
So he's 3 pounds heavy. As opposed to when he got mopped by Gervonta Davis and he did make weight and he was super light. This, he was comfortable. He showed up to the weigh-in drinking a beer. He didn't even care about making weight. He handed over some money to Haney as a result of it. But then, I mean, honestly, Haney had no answer for him. To be honest, guys, listen, we're casuals. I miss the fact that this was their seventh fight.
Absolutely
their
missed
fight?
It.
Yes. They have fought six times as amateurs and split them 3-all.
I missed all that.
So, you know, I guess I didn't realize that Garcia had such history with him. And, man, he really, it was crazy, though.
Well, and now they're about to fight an eighth time.
That's what it seems like.
Rematch.
They already announced the rematch?
That's what everybody was saying. I don't know if that's official, but that's what they were saying.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll go right back to it. It was such a hit. And now everyone will want to see. Now that Haney will all of a sudden be the underdog.
Right.
So well,
at one point, did you guys remember when he was like wiggling his knees and just mocking him?
Yeah. He whooped his ass. On a personal level, I felt personally let down. Because I know Haney, his father, they're from the Bay Area. So I was angry about that. I was angry about the fact that, you know, you know that Tyra Banks meme where she's yelling at the girl on Top Model?
Yeah.
And she's like, we're all rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Oh, that's how I felt. Because, you know, technically, you know, and we're watching this young man, Haney, try to become someone in boxing. And people always questioned his strength, his power. But you're like, but your boxing abilities are supposed to be the thing that... His boxing abilities didn't even show up.
No. Not much showed up.
His literal defense didn't show up.
Well, and it's frustrating because Garcia has been such a crazy person. And I was like, well, if he loses again, he'll go away at least. What's the opposite of going away? Because that's what's happening.
We will be here forever. Now it's like, bruh.
Yeah. I mean, look, Garcia was faster and stronger and handed over an ass whipping.
Man, did he.
It was crazy, man. It was a crazy night at the Barclays Center, though. But let's see, man. Let's see. I mean, let's see if when they officially announce a rematch. But overall, it was a great fight, man. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:04. Today's a high of 63 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Rosenberg hit the Twitters and gave his feelings about Drake using AI. And Drake stands didn't appreciate it.
They did not.
They didn't like it. We'll talk about it coming up in about 15. We also have Ride or Die. We have Curved. And we'll be beating buzzers, hopefully, and getting you money. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Happy Monday. A sunshiny, beautiful day.
Yes! WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Made for me, just for me.
Yeah, Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, good morning, good morning, good morning. Gotta warn everyone, at least today, tomorrow, you know, things change. Tomorrow could be different. But right now, the way I feel, I'm trying to be as thoughtful as possible. I'm trying to be inclusive as possible.
Okay.
Diverse in my thoughts as possible. And equitable as well. This is the DEI version of me, if you will.
Good for you, man.
Where I don't immediately jump out the window and just go, yo, nope, wrong, not doing it, trash. I just sit back and I'm going to listen to Rosenberg's take, as well as the Drake stands on this AI Tupac Snoop Drake record that came out over the weekend. But for the Drake stands, because y'all some little bitches.
Oh, man.
I have this for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yo. And the reason why, yo, playing yourself.
The reason why is simply because any other take that doesn't agree with you or tries to understand how this plays in a rap battle where you've brought back to life an artist that was killed due to street beef and possible rap beef, and you thought it was a good idea to drop his voice into a song to antagonize the situation, that should be questioned. Whether or not you end up agreeing or disagreeing, it doesn't even matter. But it should be in question without people getting their panties in a bunch.
Facts.
That's all. And that, with that, I'm going to hand it over to Rosenberg, well, who felt more strongly than that.
Not really. I mean, you literally, Laura, remember when Ebro was like, I'm going to just sit back and let you go, and then I'm going to take the biggest point out of it before you
Was that
start.
Your biggest point? Well, I mean, hit me with the butt.
Yeah, of course.
Congratulations.
I mean,
you played yourself.
So what I tweeted that got the Drake stans all upset was, I said it was a bad 48 hours for Drake. And specifically the part that I referred to in my tweet was not actually the AI part, but the begging of Kendrick to respond, right? But what I was referring to was really the whole thing. Because I said, the bad 48 hours for me was the is talking on social media into the I'm going to make a diss record. No one else has said anything yet. I already laid down a pretty strong diss record. Like, Drake came with a diss record 3 days earlier. And then he allowed time to pass, allowed himself to get emotional because he hadn't gotten that response he wanted yet. And this is where you need friends. Because if Drake had real friends, they would have said, no, bro, do not use Tupac's voice. I don't care if we sound old. I don't care if the new cats are going to be like, nah, y'all are fighting against technology. It's cute. It's like a funny thing to do. But like when I found out it was like a real thing and then he rapped on it, bro, when it came up in our chat, I thought, oh, Drake as a means of talking ish just let go a little fake Tupac verse, but he was like having
fun.
He
did his own verse too.
Then I heard, wait, you did a feature. It was like the Born Again album. You had the last verse. What is going on here? And who said this is a great idea? Use Tupac's voice. As to Ebro's point, a guy who whose murder may have likely was somewhat related to an East Coast, West Coast rap beef. Let's include him in this clearly about rapping, having fun, challenging each other, seemingly not about violence in any way. Let's include Tupac.
Yo, you know how Ross was calling him a white boy? Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, I do. It was only a week ago.
Yeah.
This is really like some you're not in touch with hip hop, goofy white boy-ish. That's the part, because if you are actually, and so I don't even want to take a strong stance on it because maybe I'm overreacting, right? But I do feel like, you know, am I the only one that was like, wait, why are you playing with Pop? Like, why would you do that?
It was a terrible look, man.
Because the AI part of it, the tech part of it, all that tech talk and... Okay, AI. I'm not an artist. I'm not a rapper. If you guys want to play with AI and Drake, the biggest artist out there, you want to show how AI could work and be used and basically, you know, make people interested in an AI version of something, which validates the thing that most artists are afraid of in making them obsolete. You want to play with that? I hit you with the button, because why would you do that? Why would you substantiate that tech?
But it wouldn't be a big deal.
No, it wouldn't be a big deal.
That's why I'm saying, when I thought he had just... The fun... If for some reason he thought it was a good idea to use Tupac, and he had just let a little Tupac freestyle go and kind of been like, yo, this is tight, and even pretended to not be associated with it, I could have seen the humor in that. But jumping on it with him, to me, sort of was a really invalid move in this whole thing. Like, it was just a...
Well, and the ageism claims on Twitter where people are like, yo, you're old, get out the way, this is where tech's going. Cool. And that's fine, because I am old, and I hope to not be here arguing with 18-year-olds who don't hold anything of value that is sacred. Because you haven't lived long enough to actually have anything in your life that matters, that you want to protect, that is off limits. You don't have it yet. You haven't lived long enough. You're a goofball, right? And so, and I would tell you this to your face in real life, because you haven't been outside. You're a bedroom goofball.
Do you just come up with that? A bedroom goofball? I'm into it.
But, you know, I really want to kick back and hear what everybody else has to say.
So let me wrap it up. So I want to hear from Cast One. I just thought it was a bad look to do the AI thing. It just looked corny. And B, I'll say this.
Corny, thirsty.
Drake, who has moved pretty well in all of these battles, to me is making a huge miscalculation with this, like, he's being like Ryan Garcia at the end of the fight. The taunting and shaking his head, like, come on, Drizzy. Come on, K-Dot. Come on, come on, come on. I don't think that's the approach, bro. The way that Drake wins is with coolness and with a big platform, putting out his little cool jab lines. You don't really... And by the way, guys, I'm not in Kendrick's camp. I don't know anything.
Oh, man, you're the Kendrick Scrotum.
This is not 2013. I don't know anything anymore. I know nothing. I'm just saying.
You're not a Kendrick Crusader anymore?
No. Crusader. I mean, listen, I love K-Dot. I'm a fan. I don't have a strong dog in the fight, although this weekend kind of pushed me the other way, because now that Drake's out here being like, ooh, come on, K-Dot, what you got? Is that really what you want? Do you really want to get into a full-on lyrical scrap with Kendrick? I don't think that's the approach.
I think it does.
Maybe
he does.
Well, listen, from a sports matchup, that's begging someone to play on their turf that I don't think you really want to go into war like. I don't think that's the move.
I'm conflicted, because I don't love it, but I don't hate it either. Okay. I understand the move. I understand Drake's move on this one.
All right, take us through it.
Well, he's basically, I wouldn't say taunting Kendrick, but more like saying, like,
I'd say taunting.
I don't think it's taunting. I think it's like, yo, but by the way, first of all, this is Drake battle 101. This is what he does. He's not going to let up. He's going to keep going until somebody says something. So it's not like he's begging Kendrick to come out. He's just saying, is this your king? This is the guy that you guys were talking about that was going to, the boogeyman? This is him? The one that hasn't said anything? And I've been flambeing him for like 3 weeks now? That's what he does. This is Drake battle 101. So it's part of his strategy, first of all. Right? So this that. And then as far as what you said about getting into a battle, he literally says it at the end of the record. He says, hey, man, I hope you're writing some quintuple entendre that I'm not even going to understand, because at this point, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, Drake's not going to get into a miracle, lyrical, spiritual battle with Kendrick. He's just going to talk ish about him in a simple way that everybody can understand. So,
now, so tell us why you like the AI.
I like it because the way he set it up, I don't like, here's the thing, bro. If he had just done it with his own voice and saying, Tupac would be thinking this and Snoop would be thinking this about the way you are representing West Coast hip hop and what you stand for and being this lyrical monster, I would have been cool. The fact that he used Snoop's and Pac's voice was kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, what am I listening to? It's weird. But I understand what he tried to do on the record, and I like what he tried to do on the record.
And I like the creativity attempt.
Exactly. And I like the way he jumped in at you might hate that, Rosenberg, but the way he jumped in at the end, I think was great. Because he goes, yeah, by the way, this is why I'm saying this. Like, I agree with both. Because he literally wrote it in a way that Pac said something to Kendrick, Snoop said something to Kendrick, and then Drake comes in and goes, hey, yeah, guys, by the way, I agree with what you guys just said about Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? So if he had done it that way, I think he would have been out of here. He wouldn't have had all this pushback. It's just the using of Pac's voice was kind of weird.
Did you think it was disrespectful to the legends?
No, I don't think it was disrespectful. Disrespectful?
Yeah.
No, in what
I
way?
I saw a lot of people saying that it was disrespectful.
Well, just utilizing them in what sounds like a feature, like opening the door.
Well, Snoop put up something. He didn't seem disrespected about it. I think
it's more Pac.
Well, we wouldn't
Yeah,
know.
Snoop was kind of like, wait, why are you calling my phone? What's happening? I'm going back to bed.
Right, but Snoop didn't say, yo, what is this? What is going on? You know what I'm saying? He seemed like whatever about it. So I can't say Snoop is disrespected or not. Like, he didn't.
Right.
It's a weird look, man. It's a weird, considering these artists can do real features with these artists who are gone. Like, the idea, Drake has a song with Michael Jackson. That happened. Okay, Drake having a song with Tupac could happen. So the idea of doing it through AI and putting words into his voice in another battle he would know nothing about, given the way that he it just wasn't the move.
That's the part that struck me the most.
Got it.
Why are you bringing Pac in something? Well, I guess, and you know what, for me, and maybe this is where you can hit me with the button, it's triggering. Because if you lived during that time as an old head, it is something that you're like, yo, why are you bringing Pac into this? And why are you taking this to a place? Why are you taking this to a place where there was actual lives lost and using a reference from someone that is not here? Because of seemingly, allegedly, street-ish that came into a rap beef. And that's where I hit the button.
Congratulations.
Because I think that
you
that's
yourself.
I think that that's a level of irresponsible. But once again, I'm from that time. I operate in a different code because I'm from that time, and I know people who are really outside like that. I'm a square, so I just don't play with certain things.
Don't you think though Drake had to have people around him who were like, this isn't a good idea? Someone had to tell him, let's not do this.
I don't know what Drake has going on. And for you to ask me that, hit you with the button, I don't know what that meant.
Congratulations.
We can't be the only people, is my point. Like, him and 40 are both connoisseurs of hip-hop. Like, someone had to be like, let's not play with Tupac.
Or maybe it was the other way. We're willing to take it there. We'll take it farther than anybody will take it, and that's how far we're willing to take it with this rap-ish.
It just comes off a little thirsty and desperate and like in begging Kendrick. Kendrick's gonna do it when Kendrick wants to do it. It might not be for 6 months,
but also remember Drake. Drake is the type of artist and person that's gonna keep delivering, as Cass One says. He's gonna stay on it and keep delivering content to the internet and to the streets, and that's a victory for a lot of his fans.
Look at it this way, Rosenberg. For Drake, it's kind of like Kendrick came, banged on his door, egged his house, and ran away. And now Drake is standing outside of Kendrick's house like, come outside. From Drake's point of view, that's what's happening.
Yeah,
that's how people who like this are seeing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I see it as Kendrick. I see it as Kendrick did something tactical. He didn't let out a whole lot, but he hit you with a barrage of shots and then went back. And now you're screaming and begging and demanding and getting out of pocket and doing things that are maybe ill-advised while Kendrick's in the cut deciding what he's going to do next.
Yeah, but that's just because you're a Kendrick, what you call, crusader. Hit you with the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, the biggest button, though, while we're giving out buttons, goes to Devin Haney this weekend.
Oh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That was, Laura, you were front and center. You had great seats.
I was. And thank you, Ebro, for giving me your seats because I had a fantastic time. No, it was.
Laura's obsessed, by the way. You know Laura's obsessed with Ryan Garcia. She won't tell you.
How am I obsessed with Ryan Garcia? I can't do anything about him.
Breaking news.
No. Hold on. I said it last week. Don't try to make it more than it is. She's obsessed with the mess of it all. Like this disaster. She'll send me headlines like, look what this guy said. It's crazy.
I sent you tweets because I was like, whoa, I didn't think he was that loose. And he is.
No, he's crazy.
Listen,
talent.
I was just surprised at, like, just off the top, guys, off the top. First round. It was a mess. Devin was not prepared at all. Ryan was just faster, stronger, and everybody, the look on everybody's face each and every time he was on the ground was like, oh my God.
And you just heard this ringing off in the Barclay. In the Barclay.
Hello, Jake. Cool, yes. Jay.
And this.
Oh, and?
Yeah.
Juanito definitely played that at the Barclay Center.
He did?
He did.
Yeah, that is amazing.
By the way, shout out to DJ Juanito who held it down at the Barclay Center.
Nice, DJ Juanito. Great job. You didn't give yourself a congratulations. You played yourself.
No, not at all. But I definitely play this.
LLJ Cool J.
But right now, Devin Haney, you got a whole list, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big really talk,
big congrats.
An 8-1 favorite?
Playing yourself.
No, that's a big congrats. Somebody, whoever bet on Ryan Garcia got paid.
I mean, listen, it was 8-1 I saw, and then once Garcia's sitting there drinking a beer at his damn weigh-in, I'm like, oh man, this is beyond 8-1. This guy's gonna get just crushed.
Yo, the other congrats over the weekend, this guy sent to us courtesy of producer Griff. We reported on Kanye West last week punching a man for groping his wife.
Yeah, and we were actually like, well, we understand Kanye. Like, yep. We kind of were like, I'd
like to point out there was one person here who did say, let's hold on and remember this is Kanye.
No, you did. Absolutely. Well, it turns out Kanye West, A, not only punched the wrong person because,
hit the button.
The guy has a twin brother.
What? LLJ Cool J.
They're twin brothers.
They're twin brothers. And Kanye punched the wrong twin.
We'll rip it to understand.
Yeah.
But now they're saying, Kaz, they're saying that people who were there, who witnessed the whole thing, were like, it was a busy lobby. Nothing about, they claim they saw no kind of sexual assault or anything along those lines. They're claiming that he just bumped into her and kept it moving, sat down to go on with his brunch or whatever he was doing. And then out of nowhere, Kanye came up to the brother and punched the brother in the face. So people were like, what do you, the witnesses are saying no such thing happened. So I'm assuming that Kanye was probably, did somebody bump you?
And yeah, like, there was a report. There was a report, according to the TMZ article, that likely they just ran into each other inadvertently in the lobby.
In a busy lobby, hotel lobby.
Well, and based on what kind, the clothes Kanye wife's be wearing, if you were to be like, oops, excuse me, and you put your hands up too fast, you might you might brush across a few things.
You might have a problem with your wife and Kanye.
Just on some like, oh, excuse me, like, you know. Yeah, well, big congrats to Kanye West. Now he's being asked to talk to LAPD about an assault case.
And Kanye jumped in the beef, too.
Oh, God, what a terrible verse.
Yo, the verse was terrible. But
beat was
the
hard,
beat is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's Kanye West. His beats is crazy. Bro.
And by the way, I got to tell you, if you think that verse was bad, you know what? You think most Kanye verses were bad. It was a Kanye verse. It was just a Kanye verse.
And did he even really... He said a few lines, so I guess he jumped into beef, but it was so non-specific.
No, it was specific.
Huh? No, I meant the totality of the verse was just like... He said two or four things, max. Right. The whole verse was not dedicated to this moment, but...
Yo, but here's my question. I got to ask you a question, though. At the beginning of the verse, when he's like, yo, Kendrick, I got you. You think Kendrick was like, all right, thanks, bro.
Thanks, man.
Hooligans up here. Yo, Dot, I got you.
Dot, I got you.
You know he had to get the hooligans up here. Yo, Dot, I got you. You know he had to get the hooligans.
You gotta play the whole thing now.
Yo, Dot, I got you.
You got it clean?
Yeah, I don't know if that is.
That might not be Kanye.
So out of sight, out of mind, I can't even think of a Drake line. Play J. Cole, get the fine. Play the back 130 times.
Young dope, dealer selling dope. Is you like that? Kicking those, kicking in.
Now I'll tell you what I'm here for, watching Kanye stands and Drake stands beef on the internet. I'm here for that.
You won't go, is you like that?
J. Cole stands.
J. Cole stands ain't saying that. They're too smart to get into the fray of Drake stands and Kanye stands.
Kanye getting involved in this beefy, bro, is triggering. I feel like he's immediately with an open microphone for too long talking about Drake. It's going to end up going to some weird anti-Jewish place quick.
Well, because you're triggered.
Yeah, I have a history
by Kanye and the fact that historically anti-Semitic individuals can't help themselves. Just like racists can't help themselves.
Yeah,
whoa.
It's hard. Even him saying there's a video moving around of him talking to Justin LaBoy, and he's like, "Everyone is good. Everyone seems to be enjoying the elimination of Drake." I was triggered by the word elimination.
What?
Elimination of Drake.
Let me tell you something that's not happening.
Ain't going nowhere.
Drake ain't going nowhere, guys.
Eliminated.
I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, get the button ready if someone thinks he's going to be eliminated, regardless of how this goes.
Yo, this is the extended clip of the congratulations you played yourself. Kanye West gets another one. He got two in one weekend.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Call right now. You want to beat the buzzer, get on the lines. But first, we bring in DJ Chan.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
We'll get back. After 8 o'clock, we'll take all of y'all's calls on the... Get the Drake, Tupac, Snoop, AI thing loaded. so we can play it for people. And we want to know what people feel about, you know, Drake placing Tupac's voice into a song. Take your calls on that and how you feel like that relates into this rap battle thing. The other thing that I think is important to note, too, this is only interesting right now because it is Drake and Kendrick. Drake is a part of this. He's the biggest artist in the game. Like, that can't, you can't miss that.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's a thing.
Yeah, like, so I'm thankful for Drake in this. And Drake's, as big as he is, willing to play around, whether he makes missteps or not, he's willing to be creative, play around, and be outside with it.
I love that part of it. I do love that he's down to scrap. Even if I don't like the moves he makes.
That's right.
Darn it.
That needs to be appreciated. It's very important.
This is really becoming a 20-for-1. I'm almost inclined to vote now, make Drake the underdog. This is getting crazy.
Oh, I think Drake's the underdog. If
Drake's for sure. Nah, I don't know if he's the underdog.
Yeah, I don't know that either. But now it's starting.
Drake's definitely the final boss.
The final boss.
He's definitely Thanos.
He's getting treated that. He's getting the final boss treatment for sure.
You know, he's the biggest, most powerful, influential. He's got all the rings, bro.
Wait, would you say he's the biggest boss that you've seen thus far?
Whoa, I mean,
careful.
I mean, technically, we've never seen a bigger boss like this in rap.
It's a hell of a run.
Right now, he's the bossiest.
And by big, I don't mean like, you know, success per se. I just mean, he's definitely bossy. It definitely like charts, sales, you know, tours, hits, number of hits. Like, we've never seen something like this in hip hop.
The SKUs.
So many SKUs. Benny is on the line. It's time for Benny to beat the buzzer. Benny, good morning.
Good morning, man. It's Danny. What's going on?
Oh, Danny. They put Benny clear as day in front of me. Danny, are you a Knicks fan, sir?
Not really.
Oh, man.
To be honest.
I wanted to big up Knicks fans, though, man. Yo, that was a game. That was a gamey game. That was might be the best game in all the playoffs far.
Oh, man.
At least that I saw.
Wait, which game?
Yeah, playoffs are going good right now.
That Knicks Sixers game.
I mean, yeah. Well, that hasn't been a real barn burner of a game yet, right?
No, I mean, because everything else kind of went the way it was supposed to. We didn't know. Like, obviously, we want the Knicks to win. I did. But, you know, against Sixers and Embiid, you know, there was definitely a question mark.
Your Knicks did a great job, Ebro.
You saw my Knicks out here, Cass. You saw that.
What? Great job.
What?
Congrats, Ebro.
Facts. Thanks. Thanks, Rosenberg. Thanks.
Way to stand by them for all this time, man.
Man, listen, I'm here. I'm here. When the chips were down, I was here.
Facts.
Yo, this is funny.
Benny, or excuse me, Danny, are you ready to beat the buzzer?
Yes, sir.
You know what to do?
Yes, sir. Right.
And do you need help?
I'll take it.
All right, let's work together then and get Danny all the money we can find. It's time for Danny to beat the buzzer.
$55.
Wow.
$105. $165. $205. $240. $300.
It's taking a little long, Danny.
Stop.
No, it's too late.
What? No.
Oh, man.
LLJ. Cool.
Oh, man.
You lying.
It's gone, Danny.
Damn, I needed that bad, too.
You needed that money.
Oh, man.
Danny, man. I should have yelled at you harder. I should have yelled at you more in your face. I should have been like, say it.
Oh, man.
It's really my fault, man. Sorry.
God, Danny.
Next time, man. Call back after 8, bro. We appreciate you. Hopefully you have a better Monday. Don't let this get you down. Don't let this have you spiral and make the rest of your day bad, okay?
Yeah, man, it might.
Nah, bro. We got to recalibrate. Good. You got to center yourself. Breathe. Meditate. Quiet your mind.
All right, man.
If you ever feel really bad, too, just remember the wise words of President Joe Biden. You got him over there, TJ John?
LLJ Cool J.
Oh, I'll just write the gurus about it, man.
There you go.
Write the gurus,
there. My man. All right, bro.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles was popping.
All right, well, in the middle of all the beef, there's more beef. Chris Brown continues to take shots at Quavo, taking it to a new level. I don't know if we need this guy.
Yo, as far as problems, dude, and rap beefs, this is the most dangerous one.
Facts. Probably.
This one's real, real dangerous. Quavo, Chris Brown. Yo, you got that Chris Brown cast clean?
I do.
All right, we're going to have to play it. We're going to play it. T-Bro Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, Laura Styles, would you say that the male version of a BBL, even though there are dudes out here getting BBLs and wearing Spanx and Skims and things, would you say the male version of the BBL is the airbrush beard?
I guess.
It's a real question.
What? I mean, it's...
The male version. So a BBL clearly is doctoring up your body to make it look a certain way.
Right, right, right.
An airbrushed beard, if that's what you're doing, is doctoring up your face to make it look a certain way.
It just goes with the package, Ebro, because I saw a lot of... I saw so many airbrushed beards and fake chains at the fight. Oh, God.
Maybe they were real chains. Somebody's keeping these jewelers in business.
I mean, okay, fine.
But fights are a different kind of chains.
All five of them? Yeah, it's not cute. It's so corny.
Fights have always... The fight audience has always been excessive, going all the way back to Frank Lucas and Mink Coates.
Beards look like someone took a Sharpie, Ebro, and just filled it in and went ham.
No, like they're
so ridiculous.
But I'm telling y'all, that's the male BBL.
That's like that's not the male BBL, Ebro. That's the male eyelash extension.
Oh, there you go. That's even better.
Yes.
There you go. That's the male lace front. There you go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Styles. Let's get it.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Well, we've been talking about beef, but this one, man, Chris Brown continues to take shots at Quavo. He released a song called Weakest Link. And he's saying some really... I was surprised that he's going this far, bro. At one point, he mentions Takeoff. He says, RIP Takeoff. He's the only real one. I got true respect. And then he ends up saying he really wished it was you instead. And the song is pretty, you know, he's really, really coming at Quavo. But it's not good.
Well, Quavo, listen, Quavo also responded. So Quavo has a song out, and this is a response to a Quavo song, where Quavo was talking greasy, too.
I just, you know... I don't want it to get super ugly. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear
gang
involvement, and then it's just going to get, you know?
Wait, Laura, you don't trust Chris Brown to be able to just keep this?
Well, listen, in this song, Chris Brown talks about the fact that he's not willing to mess up his money. Like, he wanted to smack the ish out of Quavo when they were sat next to each other at the fashion show thing. Right. And he was like, I'm not messing up my money. So maybe Chris Brown is not willing to, you know, publicly put himself in a situation where there's something that could mess up his business trajectory right now.
But you think Chris is just going to put out a song and if Quavo responds, he's just going to leave it alone?
No. I don't think that. But what I'm saying is I'm not sure. I believe Chris is going to make something physical to maybe get in more trouble.
I hope so. I really do.
But I've been wrong before.
Exactly. And then, by the way, I'm sorry. People, whenever people start talking about Chris Brown, people start getting, because Chris Brown doesn't get his deserved and perceived respect, the Chris Brown fans then go to a place of propping him up. That's too far at times, guys. My whole timeline this weekend was, I can't take it. Don't ever tell me that Chris Brown's the greatest R&B artist of all time. I can't.
That's why people were coming at Jill Scott, because she was giving him props.
Well, how far did she go?
She was just saying that he's talented and that she's a fan of his music and that he puts out so much music and, you know, some of the, you know, and then it got into talking about how, you know, people started coming at her because he's abusive and had history of abuse, and she was like, look, you know, my father was abusive, but he was an amazing artist, and you know, I was able to forgive. And then it got into a whole forgiveness talk. And
well,
you know,
I'm good, blah, by blah, the blah, way blah. Just I having not heard that, I'm good with all that Jill said on both counts of that, but I just saw other people being like, this is the greatest R&B artist of all time, and he is an incredible
talent. Well, that's just
talent.
Not Yeah, but Chris wouldn't even say that. But I would. He could argue. Nah, I don't think he would. Of all time, more than Michael Jackson.
I don't think Chris would put himself above Michael.
He would not. But he would. But he would argue that maybe he's one of the greatest of this generation.
Well, that would be fair. That would be beyond fair. Absolutely. But he needs that body of work, and I'll maintain that to this day.
That classic album.
He needs that classic album.
That album, yeah.
He has good records with a bunch of joints.
Well, that's the same discussion we have about Drake too, right?
Yeah, but I mean that
Drake's. I feel like Drake's been closer with Take Care. A few albums.
Drake's been close a few times.
Yeah, he's been really close.
Right now, by the way, Ebro, there are Drake stands driving, clutching the wheel, going, "Are you saying Drake doesn't have a classic album? Get off Kendrick's nuts!" They can't even take it when you say, "I don't know if he has a classic album."
Clutching. It's understandable. You're a fan. Like, it's understandable.
Right.
That's your Flesh and Ledge report. Time is 8:04. A high of 63 degrees today. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Coming up, we'll be taking your calls. We will play the Drake AI record with Tupac and Snoop. See how you feel about it. You have that Chris Brown loaded up there, Cast One?
Yeah, I got that too.
We got to run that. What's it called again?
The Weakest Link.
And by the way, this is a response to Quavo's record Tender, where Quavo spends a whole song talking about your hoe ain't loyal, your hoe probably at the spot right now eating, and about drugs, and call a B's phone, she won't come home, don't beat her up, it must be the drugs, you need to cross out your plug, yeah, you know. Don't shoot up the party. Yeah, so I mean, Quavo had something to say too. It didn't really move around like this Chris Brown though. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Let it fly. Now, is there something truth? Do y'all remember? Did the Migos try to jump Chris Brown at the BET Awards in 2017?
I heard something like that.
It sounds familiar, but I'm not gonna say I remember it.
And that was due to Offset and Chris Brown having an issue.
Listen, man, Chris Brown and the Migos, they both get active, so I don't like this beef.
Yeah, I don't love this beef at all. I'm not into it.
Well, this is a real beef. This isn't a rap battle.
But it includes a rap battle.
But it includes rapping currently. Let's go. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice.
we celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, y'all, Selassie's already 2 months old, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy how fast that goes? Was that fast, or did that seem slow?
No, it's fast.
No, I already said it the other day. I said to Natalie, I was like, Selassie's 7 weeks old already. What the hell? But this is life, man.
That's all how it goes.
It's depressing. Let's just buckle up, man. She's already five. She's already in college.
See, now you're with, yo, you finally made it to where I'm at when I just round things up. Like, why get in the way of time? You know how people are like, no, you're not there yet. You're not 50, you're 40. I'm 49. I'm 50, bro. Like, what do we, we're going to turn around and be 50.
There's something both healthy and unhealthy, I think, about how you handle it.
Well, such is life.
Such is life.
Because I'm just kind of, the one thing you can't stop. Well, there's many things, but the big one is time.
Oh yeah, if you want to,
no matter what you do, 30 seconds just went by,
and now another.
Pow!
No backseats.
Yo, no get back, son.
Get back,
it's
life has no backseats.
Appreciate it. Appreciate everything, guys.
And I love it for you. Look, I love it. I love time. I like getting older. It's definitely a challenge.
Yo, hit Ebro with the button. You're a liar, bro.
Why? I do like getting older.
You love time. You love time going by. You're the only person.
No, I'm not the only person.
Millennia of gen. No, most people like time going by.
I never said that. I said I did. You attacked me, and I said
I'm attacking you. That's
I like it because I don't. There's no other way to go about it. Like, it is what it is. And I've learned to accept it. And I actually, once you accept it and you're just rolling with it, you begin to appreciate little things along the way. And then you can like it. If you appreciate time and you respect time, you actually start to stop and appreciate small things more often.
I hear all of that part. But the idea of liking the concept is still, I'm a pushback on that one. I'm not there. Sorry, you're more evolved than me. I don't like time flying by and people dying.
Well,
I don't.
I'm
not there.
But so on that, since we're there, I dealt with death of loved ones very, very early in life. I also had permanent injuries to my body where I lost things that I loved very young. And so I had to actually wrap my brain around dealing with the reality of life younger than most.
I hear you, and over the last 15, I got my dose. I'm still not into it, bro.
No, it takes time, bro. It takes time.
Listen, it's a way of accepting it, but I also think you go too far. I do think sometimes there's something you do that's beyond. You literally started calling Issa 15 when she was 3. I mean, you go very far.
Was I wrong?
I kind of think you willed it to happen. I'm like... Did she even get a choice, or did she just automatically become 20 years old?
Listen, you saw her first interview. I didn't do that. You saw her first interviews on the internet. You saw the young girl sit at a microphone and answer questions from adults like it was nothing. I didn't do that.
I don't know. You don't know that. Ebro, parents do everything. Y'all do everything. That's the hard part about this parenting thing.
So because I just talked to her like a regular human being, I advanced her age.
But honestly, probably. You do. You talk to her like she's 30 when she was an infant.
Yo, Selassie's aunt was here the other day trying to Google Gaga to Selassie.
So you were like, what are you doing?
No, I didn't say anything. I wasn't even here. I get home. Jazz says to me that her aunt was like, quote, I don't think Selassie's into this baby thing that much.
See, you did it again. You did it again with an eight-week-old. She's already a grown-up.
I hold her, I talk to her, but she's not at the stage where she spends that much time with me. She's on her mom's boob all the time.
Yeah, but when you do talk to her, you are like, I know what type of time you're on, Selassie. We ain't playing these games.
I do that. I'll be like, yo, I see you, kid. Oh, hey.
No, I think it's healthy to accept it, but there are the way that one's friends' children's age is crazy because you see them at a distance.
Right.
Not your kids so much because I see them enough. Because we all see each other too much. But our friends, who you don't see often.
Yeah, a couple times a year.
Yeah, who you might see once a year or sometimes bi-yearly. And you're like, yo, I just saw you a few years ago. How old's your son? Yo, last time I saw our friend Mr. Morgan, and he was with his kid who's like an 18-year-old producer.
Oh,
I was
no, like, he's outside, bro.
I was like, wait, I see you at a Nets game every couple years. You were like 8. You were like 10, okay. You were like 12. The next time I see him, he's got some girlfriend, and he's a producer, and he's a teenager. I was like, all right, man, I'm not going outside anymore. This is too much.
I'm hanging it up.
I'm hanging. This is too much.
Right now, the topic is Drake using AI. He brought Tupac onto a record to talk about Kendrick and Snoop. Rosenberg, your tweet said what about this exactly?
The exact verbiage was something like, because I didn't go that hard directly about the AI. I took it out because I was like, I don't know. I said, and I quote, well, two. I wrote one that was a repost of the freestyle, and I said, who was the person who said, yeah, man, definitely use AI Tupac? That person is not a real friend. And then prior to that, the thing that got people's panties in a bunch was I've not been fully invested in this rap war like I have been in the past, but the last 48 hours have been bad for Drake. Begging Kendrick to jump in is not the move. Remember this moment. When the response comes, it's gonna be what you asked for.
Which definitely sounds like you have an inside track.
And I don't.
It definitely sounds like you know something.
You've heard this track, Rosenberg?
I know nothing. I just know that to me it's like, you know, if you go into a boxing match, you know what kind of fighter you're dealing with. And there'll be a certain fighters that you'll say, hey, here's what you don't want to do with Mike Tyson, prime Mike Tyson. You're not going to want to get in there and just scrap. Oh, you're taller than Mike? You're going to want to use that jab and stay away. You're going to poke him from a distance. You're not going to want to get in there and throw haymakers.
Unlike boxing, there's not a clear, measurable moment, I think, on the horizon. My opinion is we are unable to reach a consensus in what this battle will be because of moments like this where Drake has put out a song, then AI versions, fake versions of Kendrick's songs have been released, and then Drake decides, you know what, I'm going to take this AI thing since everybody's into it, and I'm going to go ahead and put Pac and Snoop on a record with myself. You have it there?
Yeah.
Run it.
Drake instrumental too.
You can see it in my eyes again. West Coast savior, engraved your name in some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. This Canadian light-skinned dot, we need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a to me, talk about him liking young girls, that's a gift for me. Heard it on the Button podcast, it's gotta be true. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive. The 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat the whole game. It was me and Snoop Dogg. Had my shirt off in the House of Blues. K, you gotta this girl, he gotta get abused. All that about burning tattoos, he's not amused. That's jail talk for real thugs. You gotta be you. Gotta leave this broken and bruised before we really lose. You asked for the smoke, now I seen you too busy for the smoke. I won't lie, the people confused. Now you about to get it another week and fall back to homegirl. But running up is up, I would've refused. It's industry relationship, she not in your shoes. You supposed to be the boogeyman, go do what you do. Unless this is a moment that you tell us it's not really you. In that case, there's nothing left to say, I just pass it to Snoop.
Yes, you. What the f*** you really got to do? passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right?
Doc, I know you're in that NY apartment, you're struggling right now, I know it. In a notepad doing lyrical gymnastics, my boy. You better have a quintuple entendre on that. I don't even understand, like, better be crazy. We waiting on you.
Yo.
Yo, the point Rosenberg made about the thirst, essentially was what your tweet was about, begging him to come outside, is valid. It should be noted too, you can hear Pac ain't never rhymed with that flow, never.
Well, no, they all sound like Drake.
It's all Drake's flow, but in different voices.
Right. That part actually makes it a little better, I think, is that at least it's almost obviously Drake. Like the whole way he rhymes is like Drake.
So the question for the audience, 800-223-9797, is do you like how Drake is using this AI in this moment in hip-hop, in this rap battle?
You don't want to go full old question and say, were you offended? Because, by the way, I was offended.
Well, that's true. I'm sure that could be in there. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Hot Rod Rick, friend of the show, Patterson, New Jersey's own. How you feeling,
hey,
Drake?
Yo, Goonie.
Drake is your guy, man. How you feeling about this?
Yo, Goon, you know he is, bro. He's a legend, bro. I really don't like it too much. I'm going to keep it 1,000. It really wasn't it for me. But at this point, he's so great, he could do that. And since Kendrick ain't saying nothing about it, why not play around? No Diddy. Right or wrong?
I mean, I think that's Drake's perspective. Wrong, perspective.
Listen to me. Everybody talk about how he's not a lyricist, he's not this. Yes, he is. That's why everybody come after him. They just mad because he could do multiple things and they can't.
I think what you're saying is valid. I don't think anybody I've never seen anybody say Drake's not a lyricist. I've never seen that.
They say that.
Why do you think they got a 20-1 against them? You feel me? Like, come on,
I think
bro.
The 20-1 is, I think the 20-1 is people are framing this has more to do with Drake's level he's on, as well as bridges he's burned or people felt like he's burned. Right, I think that has a lot to do with it.
Right.
But
aside from the music.
Yeah, I've never seen that Drake's not a lyricist. I have seen Drake ain't on the lyrical level of Kendrick.
Yo, he is. And yo, Goon, like you said, classics, yo, Take Care, Nothing Was the Same. Those are classics, bro.
No, those are great albums. Bro. And Drake's in the measurement of Drake, I think his fan base, like you, Hot Rod Rick, they like those two projects the most. Thanks for your call, man.
I can listen to him nonstop.
Hear it in your voice.
Can I say something to Haney?
No.
Can I say something to Haney real quick?
Oh, okay. Oh, what would you like to say?
Yo, Haney, get up! Get up!
Meek Mill voice.
Get up!
Thanks, Rick. So the question is, do you like this Drake, AI, Pac, and Snoop? Were you offended by it? Let's go to Zach on the line. Zach, how you feel about this Drake and how he's handling this rap battle using AI?
Yo, son, come on, man. What are we doing out here, yo?
Right.
We supposed to... You are a professional, son. If you can't call Uncle Snoop and get him on the track, then you can't release the track. And, yo, come on. God rest the dead. Let that man sleep, son. Come on.
What do you say to the people who say, but it's a new time. Step out of the way. Technology's here.
Yo, son, stop it. Cut it out. You can do it something different. Yo, make a whole new persona if you're going to use technology. Don't take somebody else's who's dead. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Disrespectful. That's like spitting on somebody's grave. That's like me putting words in y'all mouth. Like, yo, Ebro and Rosenberg is... The same way y'all get mad when y'all be fighting stuff, and they be coming up with, you said this, and it's like, but that's not what I said.
Right.
So, yo, come on, man. Come on. Yo, be original, son. That's why we don't believe you. You can't be the greatest if your pen is in question. Your pen is in question, daddy. Come on, man. Cut it out. You don't write.
Well, he does. Listen, thanks for your phone call.
Everything. You don't write everything.
He doesn't. There are things he did not write, yes. But I believe, based on the credits I've read, that when Drake does, especially his timestamp raps, when he's at 3 a.m. and wherever the hell he's at.
Yeah, 5 a.m. and this one.
9 p.m. and the this and that. He's writing those.
I feel like
so it's not he's dead, he's incapable. I think that
he's written 90% of what his stuff, I believe.
Yeah.
Based on the credits. Like, you can read it. Let's go to Alan on the line. Alan, we're talking AI. Drake put out this record going at Kendrick using Pac's voice and Snoop's voice and his own. It's clearly his flow. But it's AI. People are offended by the Pac thing. How you feel?
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
What's going on? Good morning, everybody. I'm not offended at all, man. Like, I think it's strategic. You know, Drake has always been a layers guy. So it's like he's clowning Kendrick on a West Coast beat, using his idols, basically, you know, to kind of just talk to him, basically saying, like, why haven't you dropped yet? So I feel like it's strategic. You know, it's a taunt after the right hook, let's say, right? And did anybody get offended when 50 Cent used Tupac vocals on that Realest Killers track back in the day when he was beefing with Ja Rule? Come on, like, it's a tactic. This is war. Anything goes. I think people are taking it.
I think that Realest Killers was actually made by a DJ. I don't know if Who Kid made it,
but 50 put it out.
50 did release it, but had to get clearance though. It wasn't AI.
Yeah, but at that point, Tupac was already dead and gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to use that argument now, they could have used it back then.
It is different. It is different because you're making his words. No, he used his vocals. He used his real vocals.
But that's what I'm saying. He used his real vocals. This is not.
You're using his voice to say words you want him to say.
Right.
That is different. You don't have to dislike it, but you have to admit it's different.
Let's go to Bonds on the line. Bonds, we're talking Drake and AI and Tupac. How you feel?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, it's war, man. Like the dude said before, it's war, man. Anything goes in war, man. It's creative. You know what I mean? You got to use what you got. And Ebro, Michael Jackson was not an R&B artist, man.
Yeah. What was he?
What was he?
King of Pop.
But what was off the wall, though? What was off the wall, though?
Guys, don't do this right
now. I was off the wall.
Listen, I'm not doing this with you right now.
But also, I don't like that idea either. It's war, so now there's no points can be taken away for doing things that are invalid. You can cross no line because it's, quote, war. First of all, these are a bunch of rich dudes making music. This ain't war. It's not even close to war. In fact, we're living in wartime. You shouldn't even say it. It's rich people having fun. Shut up. That's what it is.
It's musical war. It's musical war, I know, man.
I hear you. But, bro, you can't say that no rules are there because it's, quote, war, when it's really not war. They're making records. There should be rules. You shouldn't be able to either, A, I mean, in my opinion, create vocals for a dead artist who's one of the greatest of all time. I guess you can do it, but at least with me, because this, quote, unquote, war is being judged by the fans, this fan thought it was corny. And I don't think I was the only one.
Well, I liked it. So I need to make sure it's said. I liked the creative effort. And I liked the actual antagonizing of your opponent that Drake did. I'm triggered by, and this is what, and maybe I'm the only one that's here because I haven't seen it. As someone who, you know, experienced the loss of Tupac, which was around rap beef spilling into the streets and in the streets basically coming back and taking somebody like Tupac out. Using Pac's voice now triggers me. So that's the part where I was like, I don't like this, and I feel like it's in bad taste. And That's for me. But I'm also older.
Me too. That's it. But we're allowed to have those views. We're allowed to say it didn't hit for us.
But to just antagonize your opponent using their idols and using technology to do so.
Yo, and by the way, I didn't love when Ross, I didn't love Ross's white boy, look at your nose. That didn't hit with me either. So like, not everything everyone does is gonna hit, but I do think it's fair to hold people to a standard. If all of a sudden someone wanted to come back and Drake and started saying some anti-Jewish stuff, I wouldn't just go, oh well, it's war. I'd be like, nah, fam, that's not it.
But that takes us back to Hit 'Em Up, which at the time when Hit 'Em Up dropped, and I remember when Hit 'Em Up dropped, there were people that were liking what Tupac had to say.
I've never played the song by choice to this day. Never will. So, I mean, listen, I'm a square. I get it. But for me, yeah, that was a bridge too far.
Let's go to KK on the line. KK.
Yo,
you like what Drake? You like what Drake did here?
Absolutely. It just was like a spanking, like or some, you know what I'm saying? Like, he already knocked Kendrick out, he feel like. So he like, all right, now, I'm going to spank you, you know, wake up. Let me come back at me with something. You know what I'm saying? It was just like a fun thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It was just fun for him. You know
so,
what I'm saying?
I hear so that. By, I hear you, that by you saying that, are people taking the use of AI too serious? It sounds like
too
what you're
serious.
Saying.
It was too serious. Because Drake, I feel like he just, I'm going to do this. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this and have the people talking. You know what I'm saying? Like something witty.
And it worked in that way, for sure. I mean,
that's it for your phone call.
No, he got us talking
and,
about
and
it.
And he continues to, the other thing that's interesting is in this record, he continues to poke Kendrick with the Taylor Swift thing. Like, there's something in there that Drake feels like, this is the thing I'm going to keep tapping Kendrick with.
Can you explain more of it besides the fact that Kendrick jumped on a Taylor song?
That's all I know. The only thing I know is that. I don't know anything else other than another tie-in between Taylor Swift and Kendrick.
Is she Interscope right now? Is she Interscope?
I don't think so.
So what was that whole thing about needing to run it by Taylor and...
I don't know. I really don't. Maybe it's Universal,
yeah.
But then Drake admits that he moved his album back because of Taylor. So he made sure to address himself in there also. He was like, I even moved my...
But also, he also said that, to also take this into consideration, Ebro, he did say that he moved his album back, but he also said that, you know, just to mess with Kendrick, said that, oh, you guys aren't dropping because you're scared of Taylor Swift, but she's not letting you drop, but that doesn't matter because you're in the rap war. That doesn't matter. And on top of that, then Drake dropped his diss record this weekend at the same time as Taylor dropped her.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Record. Yeah, to reemphasize that, right, I'm not worried about that.
Right.
So Drake, and that's another thing to the whole thirst of the situation for Drake, is Drake is also getting out here covering all bases. Pac mentioned that he's a light-skinned from Canada. So all of those little things are taking, it's the Eminem and 8 Mile strategy, Mom Spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? He's moving things off the table
that
Kendrick could possibly use against him.
I thought that, Ebro, even when he said the yo, you better come with a quintuple entendre that, right, I don't even understand. He's already saying, I know you can do this lyrical miracle super barsy thing. I'm kind of pushing back on that. I want to see you do what I do.
Right. So he's strategically trying to take pieces away from Kendrick for him to use. Let's go to Taisha before we get to the gurus. We still have Taisha on the line?
Yes, you do. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Taisha. How did you feel about this?
You guys, everyone, and I love you so much.
We love you too.
Okay.
So now get to us with this whole Drake, Pac, you know, Snoop record. How did it make you feel?
I've been a Pac fan since I've been 9 years old. I actually have his face tattooed on my back.
We know where this is going.
Whatsoever. No, Drake, no. No, no, no. And I'm a Drake fan, and he is very strategic when it comes to rap and everything and rap beats. But no, he could have definitely used Snoop and got it cleared, but Pac, no. I think he should have left that out. Sorry.
I think if he had done Snoop and Dre, it would have been funny. That would have seemed
It would have
like
been dead funny. But yeah, Pop, it's like, come on, really? Like, no. I think he should have left that one out, really.
Well, thank you for your phone call. Well, look, you know, people are talking about it today. And, you know, I think there's a lot of good points made from our callers. I appreciate all y'all. A lot of people not taking it as that deep. which I think, you know, Drake is definitely one of the artists right now that continues to address and stay active with fans, whether that be social media or in this current rap battle. And Kendrick, being true to his brand, is only coming around when he's ready to come around.
Right.
When he feels like.
So they're both definitely on brand. Let's get to the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite to fight for what's right. All right, let me burn the sage. Our guru brother, Shiny Culture, is out there collecting good vibes, Rosenberg. So me and you will take over. Hop on the lily pad and lead us some breathing exercises. Who's out there, Rosenberg, in need of the gurus?
Here we go. Straight from the lily pad. Send your email today, theguru@ebrointhemorning.com. theguru@ebrointhemorning.com. Send your email.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Gurus, just want to start off by saying I love y'all. You guys crack me up every morning. Anyways, I'm going to keep this short and detailed. I'm a 26-year-old, and I've been dealing with this. Okay. I'm a 26-year-old.
Thought you was going to drop a new beat under the gurus. I was like, oh, that was hard. Boom, that four bats beat under the gurus. It's kind of ringing.
I'm a guru male. Okay. He said, I'm 26 years old, and I've been dealing with a girl same age as me that I met at my job for a little over 2 years now. Insert LL Cool J button. I don't know why. Go ahead.
Because they work together.
The first year, everything was great. Second year got a little rough, which could be because of my current job, but we're working it out. We've experienced some big fights, but can never leave each other alone. I have no kids, but she has a 3-year-old son who became very close to me and gets very excited when I come around. Some days when I'm on the phone with her, he would grab the phone and ask me to come over, and sometimes I would, and other times it would be too late. He usually calls me by name, but one time he called me Daddy in front of her, and we looked at each other and pretended like we didn't hear him. We did it to avoid confusion because the kid is very aware and the biological father is on, quote, vacation. Mom and dad relationship is completely shot and she wants nothing to do with him. He doesn't call on holidays or birthdays. He's just a donor at this point. I used to be a toot it and boot it kind of guy, but something about this girl makes me go above and beyond for her and the kids. Still can't figure out why. We have a lot in common. We've been through a lot. Now, my thing is, she says she's not ready to be in a relationship, which I'm okay with because she told me that from the beginning. I never asked her to be my girl. We've just been letting things play out. Well, how will I know when she's ready? Should I look for a change in behavior, or is it a conversation we're going to need to have at some point? Thanks in advance.
Yeah.
Conversation.
It's a conversation. There's a child involved, so you have to be as clear as possible. So, yeah, I mean, I think that if you guys, how long? They've been dating for 2 years?
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years is 2 years. I mean, I think all you could do.
2 years is 2 years.
I think
yo, the realest thing you ever said, Laura Stiles, on this show.
2 years is 2 years. I mean, I think he could just communicate and tell her, hey, I want to be in this relationship with you. And just let her know. I want to be a part of this family you have. I'm ready. And no rush, but just know where I stand. I wonder if he's like been 100% with her and has, you know what I mean? Like, let her know that I'm ready to step up.
Right.
I will say, like the great Laura Stiles once said, 2 years is 2 years. And I think what she was trying to say was, that is kind of a long time to still just be like, yeah, we're talking, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have the connection with the kid. Like, I don't want to be negative, but Cass, feel me on this. I feel like there's got to be some questions about, like, why after 2 years and being involved with the kid, we're still like, I don't know. There's something iffy there. I don't know.
That's the question that he should ask her. That's why a conversation needs to be like, it needs to be 100%. Like, look, it's been 2 years. I'm here. I want to be here. And I know you're probably taking your time because of the baby. You know, she's probably like, yo, I can't just jump into anything because I have a child. But now he's been super close with the baby. And I think he's just let her know, like, hey, I'm ready to be here with you. What is it? You know, do you need more time? Like, just some clarity, because I feel like it's been 2 years.
It's been two years. Yeah.
So 2 years is 2 years.
It seems like we all agree a conversation needs to be had. If you're looking for more, which makes sense after 2 years and knowing the kid and all that, you got to sit down.
2 years being 2 years.
Yeah. Well, and when you think about the fact that 2 years is 2 years, think about how many days that is. That's 365 times two, guys.
Which is 2 years.
What is that, 7:30? It's a lot, man. It's just a lot.
And so, knowing that,
have a conversation.
Yeah, and just be completely honest and just be, you know, honest about how you feel. And hopefully, it won't be another 2 years. So, boom. Say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We do weakness,
but we do money, money. We already had somebody not beat the buzzer today, so we don't want two of those. Want you to call and get at beating the buzzer right now. And also the Flashing Lights Report with the amazing Laura Stiles.
Guys, coming up in a Flashing Lights Report, man, Kid Cudi took a major fall. He got hurt.
Oh, LLJ.
Performing it. Oh, man. We'll talk about this disaster coming up in the Flashing Lights Report.
Resort music. Let's get it. So early on the show, we was talking about time. And, you know, this goes all the way back, I think, for Rosenberg's annoyance with me. Goes back to me calling myself old man on social media. And everybody was like, why are you calling yourself an old man? You're not even that old.
Well, in retrospect, you were really not old.
No, I wasn't. But I was old in this game. And I was mentally older and more experienced than most in this game. So I just went with it because I already knew that my perspectives on the game were considered old.
Even though his pants were halfway down his ass, he was wearing Stussy and Supreme and had a chain.
That's also old. But by the way, at the time, also old. From the 90s. Literally old. I still wear Vans. The same Vans. I still wear the same Leap 501s. I'm old, guys. I'm not buying denim tears or whatever the hell it is. Just not doing it. Right? But anyway, I just kind of embraced where I was at and I stuck with something that worked for me. Right now, if you're over 40, 45 years old, literally nothing in the world talks to us other than financial commercials and like concerts that are throwback concerts. Nothing is intended for us.
Yo, you know what it goes
health with? Plan. Like, literally, your life is insurance plans, health plans. Oh, you know what does talk to us? Vacation planning. Where to spend money for the rest of your family to go have a good time. Because it ain't for you.
Right.
It's so you can bring your kids and your grandkids somewhere.
Your wife or your what?
Your wife.
Whatever.
Yo, by the way, shout out to all the shout out to all the real wives out there and partners out there who know, like, once a year, if you got a good husband, you let him go hit that, like, golf trip with a couple of his friends for a weekend. Because you know that it's not really vacation when he comes and has to take care of everything that's going. Like, give him, when you give him those 2 days to actually play golf and have a drink and relax.
2 days?
Just two.
Just two. Yo, I'm going to tell you how old I am. If I get 5 hours to roll up a joint and not talk to people, I feel like I did something
that's a
in the week.
5 hours is a huge block.
5 hours, a chunk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
You get it on Sunday with your bike ride.
No, that's what I'm saying. I get that.
That's what, 5 hours?
Maybe more.
So you get your moment.
Yeah, I get my moment Sunday.
Shout out to all the dads who have had that moment when they walked into a restaurant. You know, they're with their family. They're with their wife. They're with the kids. And they see some, like, hot waitress. And they look over and they notice that it's not that they want to hook up with the waitress. You're not a slime ball. You're not saying that. It's the fact that the waitress doesn't even identify that you're a man. You're dead. You're just a walking blob with children and a wife. You're nothing anymore.
Nothing, bro. Nothing.
You used to be something in this town, and they call you sir. Can we get you menu, sir?
How twisted our mind is, because this is gonna. I hate to be this guy, but you're more something as a man when they've removed your manhood.
Yeah,
and you're really just a blob protector.
That's it. You're the
That's
blob.
It. You're a blob.
Oh, your kids are so cute. Oh, you're what are it. You?
Nothing.
You made it.
I'm literally just here to make sure everything goes okay and the bill gets paid.
That's it. Well, listen, guys. Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg care if ain't nobody else care. You know what I mean? We see you. Okay.
Chanel's on the line. Let's help her beat the buzzer and get her paid. Chanel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Do you know how to beat the buzzer and you know what to do and you know how to get paid?
Yes.
All right. It is time for Chanel to cheat and beat the buzzer. Let's get her paid.
$90. $125. $175.
Chanel, we're going to have to go here pretty soon.
$225. $275.
One more.
$300.
Don't go, Chanel.
Stop.
$370.
Stop.
Oh, she said stop on 300. She said stop on 300, and it sounds like 375 was left on the table. What else, Juanito?
$5.
Oh. Oh. You did good, Chanel. You did good. $300 is yours. Listen, when the week starts out, the money's kind of low. I'm going to keep it 100. They try to run the money up closer to Thursday and Friday. But $300 is yours, Chanel. Hang on. We're going to get you your money. We love you for listening. Thank you so much. Do we got time for a quick flash of lights with Laura Stiles or nah? We got to hit the break.
Break.
Oh, break. Sorry, Laura Stiles. Sorry. What was your story?
Look, just watch.
Kid Cudi fell down.
Kid Cudi tried to jump off a stage and busted his ass, hurt his ankle. T-Pain got into a car accident, too, but we think everything's okay, so it seems. Good morning, everybody. Yes. Keep it live.
LLJ Cool J.
Wake up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97. Wake up. Listen to Hot 97. 24/7. On all smart speakers.
Yeah.
Right now.
June 2nd, UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off
off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.